Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
One man went online to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking. Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Please note that SPADS Incorporated is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Pepper, who was out of hospital, called Mala, telling her that she was turning over a new leaf, having recovered from COVID-19. She visited Sunny to collect the hamper which he promised to have delivered. Patsy, who was there, expressed concern about her spreading the virus. James, who had suffered a mild heart attack, came home from hospital and promised June to take her on a cruise when the COVID-19 outbreak is over. It is morning as we join June and James at home.
James, you don't eat these fruits yet?
I will just now, June. Was just catching up on some ExxonMobil news.
That could wait. Your health is more important. Please, eat the fruits.
I was just reading about how they're managing during the COVID-19 crisis.
Like I said, your health is more important. I put these fruits here about 20 minutes ago and you haven't touched them.
Honey, I know I had a mild heart attack. But you don't have to look over me like I'm a child.
So you're starting an argument with me?
Isn't that bad for my health?
James, just eat the fruits.
Okay. This papaya is nice and sweet.
Yes, and it's from our backyard.
Really? This is from our tree? I didn't even know it was bearing.
You need to pay more attention to what's going on around you.
Well, with a new lease on life, I certainly will.
I want us to plant some more fruit trees.
Well, we have the space.
Yes, I think I want a mango and a soursop. Soursop is very expensive.
I heard it has a lot of health benefits.
All fruits do. And with global pandemics like the coronavirus, we need to include more fruits and vegetables in our diet to boost our immune system.
Well, let's get planting. Should be nice and relaxing for me.
Yeah. I'll ask Sonny for some seeds. The village council has a good relationship with the farmers, encouraging them to do strictly organic farming using natural fertilizers like compost.
Well, that's good for all of us.
Exactly. So when you visit Marunda's market, you know you're getting the best produce.
And it's really encouraging seeing so many villagers planting their own kitchen gardens.
Good. And I'm sure you notice more people are composting too.
Yep.
I'm going to call Sonny now and see if I can get some seeds. Please finish the fruit salad.
Okay, dear. I know I gotta try with this diet, but how am I supposed to eat all these fruits?
Auntie Myrtle, I was just talking to Alexis, but she had to cut off to feed Anna. She sends her love.
Thanks, Catalina. So how is she settling in the great U.S. of A?
Well, she says she's liking it so far.
Well, it's a good thing the embassy organized those special flights so she, Malachi, and Anna were able to leave. I do miss them.
Yeah, you know, no? I hope Malachi treat her the way he should. I told her, if anything funny happened, she should tell us right away.
Well, he seems to want to do the right thing by her. I just want her to continue her studies so that she can establish herself and build a career.
Yeah, I hear he's saying he's coming back within a few months to invest here.
Yeah, he was talking about the opportunities from oil.
Auntie Myrtle, you can imagine that so many people got their eyes on our little Guyana just because of the oil?
Yes, but we should be the ones to benefit the most.
Well, we're already benefiting in a lot of ways. You know, 53% of ExxonMobil's workforce is Guyanese. And with time, I figure that will definitely increase.
Denzel was telling me that the government was able to allow special flights since the closure of the airport. But those ExxonMobil international workers have to follow the strict health guidelines when they come here, though.
As expected. You can't have people coming in the country and walking wild.
Yeah, they have to follow strict quarantine measures.
Good. Let's do this now. Pepper?
Oh, yes. I heard that she's out of hospital.
Yeah, Marla, tell me, but why is she calling me?
I'm answering, Sina.
Hello?
Hi, Catalina.
Yes, Pepper?
I'm no longer answering to that name, girl.
Excuse me?
Yes. I'm going by my birth name from now on. Abigail Alana French.
Okay.
Pepper was for when I was living a different life. The person gone now.
Oh.
So how you do?
Hey there.
And how is the family?
Everybody okay.
Good. Y'all taking precautions with the coronavirus, right?
Yes, we're keeping it safe, girl.
Well, girl, I just wanted to call you and make sure that everything was okay.
Okay.
Catalina, listen. A change in my life.
What do you mean?
I'm becoming a more spiritual person. The Creator gonna be number one in my life from now on.
Oh, wow.
When I've been in the hospital fighting the virus, it's like God himself is talking to me and telling me I need to change my life. You know, sometimes all we just need to humble ourselves.
Yes, but it is true.
Well, girl, that is me. So with that said, Catalina, I want we start on a fresh page with your friendship.
Okay.
However, I hurt you in the past and I apologize.
Okay.
And I'm asking for your forgiveness. But if you don't want to forgive me, I accept it. I got a mission to live a life and be an example to other people. Catalina, I'm done with the nonsense. I'm done with them men.
Really?
Yes. If God see it fit to send me a husband, I'll accept and bless. But other than that, I keep it to myself and serve him, a God.
Wow.
Remember to pray every day. This thing ain't got nothing to do with religion. but it's a personal relationship with God. You hear what I'm telling you?
Okay.
Miss Myrtle there?
Yes.
Let me talk to Sheena.
Yeah. Auntie Myrtle, look.
She wants to talk to me?
Yes.
Hello?
Miss Myrtle, I hope that all is well in the Lord's name.
Is this Pepper I'm talking to?
Pepper was my past name. You're talking to Abigail Alana French now.
Oh, well. Abigail, I am happy to know you recovered from the coronavirus.
Thank you. And Miss Myrtle, I just want to apologize to you for any time I offended you in the past. I was on a road of destruction to nowhere.
Okay.
Well, you enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
And you too, I mean Abigail.
God bless you.
Well, well. You can tell me this world is not a strange place. Who is Abigail?
Hey, Auntie Myrtle, stop it, dear.
Who's this?
Hi, Simon. It's Abigail.
Abigail? Who's Abigail? I know no such person.
You can't even remember my real name? Wow. Abigail, formerly known as Pepper.
Oh, you! I thought you were in hospital.
I got better.
Okay. Well, why are you calling me?
I wanted to apologize for any way I may have offended you.
Strange.
When I was in the hospital, I thought I should change my life.
Good for you! But what do you want from me? Some money?
No,
I know many people are going through a hard time now, so if it's some money you want, come and get it. I have $100,000 laying around.
No, Simon. That's not what I want.
Come on over still. I could use some company and I'm sure you can do it $100,000, right? Don't you need to buy some things? You just got out of the hospital.
The village council gave me a parcel.
What was in it?
Some food stuff, things to clean and stuff.
And how long is that gonna last?
I got for at least another week. Only got to go and get some fresh fruits and vegetables and stuff.
And what are you gonna do when the hamper runs out?
Well, according to what Sonny tell me, the village council gonna be sharing hampers until the coronavirus thing finish.
Yes, but I'm sure they're not giving steak in those hampers. Wouldn't you like to eat some juicy prawns or a nice pork chop? Have a nice expensive glass of wine. Pepper.
Abigail, please.
Abigail, you're an expensive looking woman and you deserve the best. Somebody with your looks and that body shouldn't be struggling.
Look, Simon, there's no work out.
You mean you will pass on $100,000? Tax free?
Well, is a gift.
Woman, you're smarter than that.
Look, Simon.
Like I said, I'm a bit lonely and could use some company. I know we had our falling out, but I can't be too mad for too long at a beautiful woman like you. Come over. Spend the night. I'll make you dinner, wine, and dine you like you deserve.
If this is not a devil tempting me as soon as I decide to change my life.
Devil? Is that a compliment?
Look, Simon, I wanted to say that.
What time can you get here?
I'm coming, Simon. I'm becoming a woman of God now.
Excuse me, a what?
A godly woman.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
Simon, I know people like you probably ain't believing God. But I went through the worst thing I ever could go through in my life. I thought I would have dead.
And because you recovered, you think becoming a woman of God is the path you should take?
I just smacking right with everybody.
So what are you going to do? Join a convent?
I don't know yet, but...
That would be tragic.
Really, Simon?
Look, Pepper.
Abigail.
I don't have time for foolishness. When you catch back some senses, call me. Abigail.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.